issuing a warning to the population as the bad weather is expected to last for several days. Meanwhile, with the death toll and economic damage from last week's floods in Germany continuing to rise, some residents now beginning to ask questions like why systems designed to warn people of the impending disaster didn't work. Residents of the Ahr Valley, which was hardest hit by the floods, say they were given little warning and no sense of the scale of the danger. Local officials who were responsible for triggering disaster alarms on July 14th have kept a low profile since the flood. This is SRN News.
Let me ask you, what does your perfect wedding day look like? I'll bet you've imagined it over and over again. The crisp spring air, the fresh grass giving way beneath you as you walk towards your future, surrounded by the people you love the most. So what's in the way of you believing it's possible for you to have it? Are you believing the lie that you are meant to be alone? Or maybe you don't know what a Christian romance should look like or where to find it. Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman, and I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months challenge, where you will discover your heart's desire of a loving marriage. In this challenge, I'll teach you why now's your time to find love. What are the lies that are holding you back? Why God wants you married, the biblical law of attraction, and the tools to become a bride. Don't wait any longer. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months 5-day challenge at lovestories.com, and you can start your journey to find that lasting, loving relationship now. Join me at lovestories.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
John Kay and Steppenwolf, Now It's a Monster That Will Not Obey. I think he nailed it. Let me give you a couple of quotes. These are from professional doctors. In my opinion, our healthcare system has failed when a doctor fails to treat an illness that is treatable. Dr. Kevin Allen Lee. This is from Dr. Peter McCullough. These deaths have been facilitated by a false narrative bent on pushing an all-new, unproven vaccine for a disease that was highly treatable. The alleged COVID-19 virus is a bioweapon, and the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon. Another quote. Both the respiratory virus and the vaccine delivered to the human body, the spike protein, the gain-of-function target of this bioterrorism research. Now, I can't come out and say all this on national TV today or at any time, but what we've learned over time is that we could no longer communicate with governmental agencies. We actually couldn't even communicate with our propagandized colleagues in major medical centers, all of which appear to be under a spell, almost as if they are hypnotized right now. Dr. Peter McCullough. See, America is not the only country who's willingly kowtowed to the government propaganda of fear masks and lockdowns. Our voluntary surrender to become lab rats for the establishment elite and big pharma's inoculations, that should shock you. It does me. Although it really shouldn't have after so many donned all these face diapers. I expected more from my fellow citizens. Thankfully, at least people are now waking up. But I'm afraid it's way too late. Let me take a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Miss Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie.
How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Better than I have been earlier this week.
Thank goodness.
Yes, because I had a fun start, and then I got a bad cold. But I'm about to knock that out, so.
That's good.
And didn't go to a doctor, because I'm scared to go to one.
Wow. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm so afraid, you know, one of us is going to have an accident or something where we have to go to a doctor, and I really don't trust them anymore.
I don't either, because they're going to try to talk you into taking the vaccine, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know, just keep praying none of us have to go.
Amen.
But, you know, one of the things, I saw a video in Israel, and of course, you know, Israel's gone nuts over the vaccine thing. They're just really crazy. Forcing everybody to get it and not letting people fly in and that kind of thing. And so one guy got up and just protested discrimination because they're saying, well, you can't go to the cinema, you can't even go to synagogue if you're not vaccinated and blah, blah. And a mob attacked him.
Wow.
You know, and that's what, I think that's their goal, you know, is because they're making us just like what Hitler did to the Jews. If you don't take the vaccination and you don't go along with their agenda, you're the other. You're not human. You're the one that's killing everybody. And, you know, that's their thing. And so then it turns neighbor against neighbor, and even family members against family members.
The Bible says that's what it's going to come to.
Yeah. And so that's their end game, you know. And it's just really scary. And, of course, they say that vaccine actually can affect your brain. And you're just going to see more and more people just going nuts.
I think that's why they've been pushing this zombie crap for so many days.
Yeah, because people are just going to, and there's cases now like businesses, restaurants, and things that are saying that customers are just going berserk over minor things. I'm thinking, wow, this is going to get pretty ugly.
Yep, you're right. It is.
So, but anyway, we just got to hang in there and do the best we can and pray and just, you know,
wait for the return.
Try to keep our spirits up. And yeah, I wish I knew something that, you know, we could do. I don't really get out that much anymore, but I'm turning into a hermit.
Not because of COVID.
I just don't want to deal with anything anymore.
Neither. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to have to answer questions. I don't want to deal with people. I'm with you, baby.
And I used to, I have a friend that I hadn't talked to in a while. I was talking to her, and I was just telling her, for one thing, I don't drive at night anymore, and because of my vision, and I don't really like to drive anymore at all anyway, because I just get nervous now. But I used to be, we had a van, I'd pack it up with girls, because, you know, I had girls, and we'd pack a bunch of teenagers, and I'd drive to Savannah, Georgia, and I drove to North Carolina. I mean, you know, I was always on the go. You say, road trip, yeah. And now it's like, I don't want to even go to Wetumpka, okay? I don't want to go to Kim's. 5 miles down the road, I want to go to Kim's. And so I was telling her how I'd just gotten where, and she said, that doesn't sound like the Connie I know. I said, it doesn't sound like the one I knew either.
Really, everything's changing. We got to change at some point.
Yeah, and there's not going to be going back to normal. Nah.
No, it's not going to happen. It's over.
Not happening. So we just have to, you know, I had a song come on this morning that I really needed. It was a 93-year-old woman, I think she was 92 or 3, and her family recorded her singing One Day at a Time.
Oh,
my gosh. I wanted to send it to you, but it's on Facebook, and I couldn't figure out, because I don't have Facebook Messenger anymore,
right.
And I couldn't figure out how to get it sent.
I have no idea. I'm not very good at that.
I mean, what's a regular text thing, you know? I wish I could have. I just started crying, because it's like, yeah, One Day at a Time.
Sweet Jesus. Yeah,
that's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yes.
And she did a beautiful job.
Wow.
All right, well, I'll let you go, and have a good week.
You too, Miss Connie. Thank you, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, caller, I'm going to go ahead and squeeze you in. What's going on? Okay, maybe not. Let's hit a break.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood, having a big time. We got an RV park down here. You can come and join us. You can come down here and rent you a pontoon boat or bring your own boat. It's a busy place. Let's talk about busy times right now. We're going to jump to Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. This week, we're going to bring you some rocking Chicago blues. That's right. Young lady named Joanna Connor will be here. Joanna's first time here, but she's a longtime blues player. Virtuoso guitar player, singer, songwriter. We're excited to have her down here. We're going to rock the house. Y'all can check it all out at capsuleoysterbar.com or Facebook. There you'll find a menu and you see all the information you need to know. We got a fryer, a steamer, a grill, and we'll get special stuff too. We get different fish out of Destin down here. We might have some swordfish, grouper, snapper. No telling what we might have. Amberjack all the time, so we got something good for you to eat, y'all. Come on down here soon. We're going to have a good time, and looking for you Sunday afternoon. Let's rock the house.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and longtime listener contributor Jimmy is on the line. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, sir?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
And just hanging in, listening to all this COVID stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
For this this governor we got, this thing we got called a governor in Alabama, did she stick her foot in her mouth or what?
Oh, yeah. Man, she's just, you know, I'm sure she's following orders.
I mean, is she a globalist? And then does she take all our orders from Scott Harris? I mean, this woman, I mean, she's in another world.
I know. I don't know. It's almost like they're brainwashed or something. Apparently they can't see the big picture.
It's like they're under a spell or something. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
I haven't either. It's the craziest thing, man.
You know, this lady just called in there a minute ago. In Israel, 84% of the people going to the hospitals have already had the COVID shots. In the UK, 65% of the people going to the hospitals.
Yep.
They've had two COVID shots.
Exactly. So what's the point? If it's a vaccine, but it doesn't protect you from what it's supposed to protect you from, how is it a vaccine?
I don't know.
It's not.
You know anything about this lawsuit's going to be filed in Alabama about COVID?
I haven't heard about it.
Yes, an attorney from Ohio. He's got a CDC whistleblower said the death rate is high as 45,000, and she's sworn this under oath, and these 45,000 people have died within 3 days after getting the vaccine.
Wow. Well, I'm...
And this lawsuit's supposed to be filed in Alabama.
I hope so. I hope they file it in every dadgum state out there.
Boy, it's a mess. I've never seen anything like it.
I haven't either, but you know what's going to happen. It's going to go before one of these appointed judges who's going to dismiss it or throw it out, or else they're going to kill her or one or the other.
And yeah,
I hate to say that, but that's what they do.
It's my understanding that all the federal judges in Alabama are bought off by big corporations anyway.
Yep, they have their master, and it ain't us.
I had a friend of mine several years ago, he had a Loctite lawsuit against one of the big oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school with this guy, and you know who he is if I call his name, but I'm not going to call his name.
That's fine.
And I told him, I said, Tommy, I said, this, I said, all these judges are bought off.
Uh-huh.
A few weeks later, he called a friend of mine. He said, Jimmy was right. He said, they all are bought off.
Yep. They really are. It's sad, man. It's no longer
but this COVID thing. This COVID thing is scary.
I know. It should be. Should wake everybody up to what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill us, Jimmy.
That's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good program. Listen to the rest of it.
All right. Hang in there, man.
Appreciate it, Terry.
Take care, buddy. Lest we forget, one of the requirements of the emergency use authorization that makes distribution of the vaccines legal without FDA approval is that there cannot be a readily available and sufficiently effective treatment already on the market. Now, so what about ivermectin and hydrochloroquine? This is why they have so vehemently opposed and suppressed these two. These are the cures for this so-called pandemic, which it hasn't met the criteria to be a pandemic. So the whole damn thing is illegal to begin with. The vaccine train should come to a screeching halt because of this. But, of course, they're not going to, because our government now has bought into the United Nations Agenda 2030, the Green New Deal, and all that. We have lost our representative form of government, folks. Do you understand that? We're talking wealth for the elitist and death for the masses. Despotism. Totalitarian despotism has rocked those in America who are constitutional lovers of freedom. Just last week, former Obama Administration Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said on CNN's Aaron Burnout Out Front that Americans who've not received a coronavirus vaccine should not be allowed to work, should not be allowed to have access to their own damn children, and should be limited on where they're allowed to go. This is incredible. Legally, EUA injections are not mandatory inasmuch as they have not yet been licensed and they're experimental. Normal vaccines can take years, multiple years, before they can get licensed from the FDA. However, once they're licensed, despite our Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the Constitution and, of course, the HIPAA Act, we are being told that they could be mandatory. That is so unconstitutional. When are we going to stand up and say, no, this is unconstitutional? If they replaced the Constitution in 1871, if that's the case, make them prove it. At some point, we've got to get them down to a point where they're going to say that we're not going by that anymore. Then we can say, why? Why are we not using the Constitution? Then we got to find out what the truth is about this. This is unreal. You know? And I heard the numbers the other day about the number of Alabamians. What is it, 35 or 40% of us have not taken the vaccine? And, like, among that group, 35 to 45% of those say they will not take the vaccine. And I hate to say this, but this is the God's honest truth. As I understand it, this is where the FEMA camps are going to come into play. They've had internment camps set up and staffed for over a decade, closer to two decades. This is why. See, Trump threw them off. Trump delayed this. They're making up for lost time. They're going to put, if you refuse to receive the vaccine, they come to your house and you still refuse it initially. That's cool. They're gonna leave, but the next time they come, it's going to be with the military, and they're going to make you take it, or you're going to die in a gun battle. If you don't take it and you don't have a gun and you don't fight back, they will put you in a FEMA camp, a re-education camp. As crazy as that would have sounded 7 years ago when I started this show, think about it now. Does it really sound that crazy now? I'm afraid it doesn't. Because that's what's going to happen. And if you don't believe these camps exist, you're listening to the wrong show. You need to go listen to someone else. They exist. They're there. Just like the deep underground military bases exist. So they have their little place of safety when the, you know what, hits the fan. When the fecal matter hits the reciprocating air distribution device. Put it that way. No, America's not going to go back to being the of, by, and for the people country we all know and love. I mean, when I was in high school, I never dreamt this would happen in my lifetime. And for those of you who are new to the show, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I have not spent my life thinking about aliens and doing all this crap. They started it. Whenever I got what they're calling Morgellons, whenever they somehow got this crap inside of me, my body started kicking out fibers that seemed alive and had intelligence, and I started pulling out things that light up and weird stuff from my body. That's when I started digging deep into this. That's when I went down in a rabbit hole in 2009. That's how I know what I know, because I've been down in the rabbit hole and I've connected dots. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but I know what I read, and I know who to trust and who to believe, and it ain't the government. I'm just trying to wake you up to what's going on, folks. I was hoping we could reach critical mass long before now and maybe, just maybe, get something done, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. I hate to be the guy that gets on here and does nothing but talk about bad stuff, but apparently all that's out there is bad stuff. One of the more disappointing stories that I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes is Governor DeSantis. He said Wednesday the coronavirus vaccines are, quote, saving lives and reducing mortality. He said if you're vaccinated, your chances of becoming seriously ill are, and I quote, effectively zero. So he's not to be trusted either. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Siri. It's Sahar.
Hey, Sahar. How are you?
I got something to share.
Okay, go ahead.
It'll be short.
No, go ahead. Take your time.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Am I on the air?
I'm sorry?
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Would you rather not be on the air?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, listen. Why don't you hang on for me for 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Sure. I don't know how to put you on hold when you're here. So go ahead and say what you're going to say, just go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. Yesterday, all the high-ranking officers was informed to get their houses in order, to go get food and water and prepare. They're moving military vehicles in a fashion that I've never seen before.
Yeah, I've seen the rail cars full of them. Yeah.
Huh?
I've seen the rail cars with all the camo or the desert camo tanks and APCs and all that stuff. Are these UN troops or are these our troops?
Our troops.
Okay. Go ahead.
The 04s, 05s, the high-ranking officers was briefed to make sure to get their houses in order. So to prepare, get food and water. And, you know, they think that the military is going to take care of the military, but it might be the soldiers, but it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be the family.
Okay.
So, you know, the family members.
Right.
So I just want to share that. And August 11th is the emergency broadcast system. It is going to take place. It was supposed to take place a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
But we have the Starlink up now, the satellites. So they're going to intercede any interruption. They're not going to be able to stop it this time.
Wow.
So I think the people really need to heed the warning that you've been giving them. I've been saying for months, warning people of what's coming. And I hope that they're preparing and truly taking all this serious.
Me too.
Especially knowing yesterday that all the high-ranking officers were briefed to get their houses in order and stock up on food and water.
Wow. That's scary stuff.
So they're at multiple levels. They're, you know, letting the containers sit. The rail cars are sitting that has food. But something big is about to happen. And I can't go into that discussion, but I think that if you want to make sure that you're going to get through this, and I always tell, don't stock up for a month. You need to consider 3 or 4, 5, 6 months. And they plan on, by fall, cutting our whole food supply off. That I can share with you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I'm just making that short. I have to say, I disagree with Frank. I kind of got bits and pieces on that work of what he said, but people were made to be on earth because he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
True.
Which is actually Iraq. And he told us to multiply.
Yeah.
Those fallen angels, they plan on coming down here telling the people, and there's several government personnel that's going to try to convince the people that they are our ancestors. They're not our ancestors because only man was made in the image of God. The angels were not made in the image of God.
I love it. Yeah.
So, but you have the giants, which are known as Nephilim.
Right.
And then when they died, they expelled demons from them. The demons just did a rinse and repeat with the humans and the animals. That's why in Revelation, it speaks of, you know, God just killing all of it, just doing away with all of it.
Sure.
Because it's all corrupt.
Right. Corrupt seed, yeah.
So don't for a moment believe that these aliens are our ancestors. Don't believe for a minute when they tell you that the Bible was written by a man and it's not real, because that's the plan. I'm going to tell you, it's inside knowledge.
Wow.
Don't fall for that. I mean, honestly, Terry, you're telling them the whole truth. I haven't called in because I don't need to call in. You've been covering so much.
Thank you.
So much. And you're correct. And in my job, I can tell you, I know you're correct. So if they're not listening to what you're saying, it's a lick on them. And yeah. This vaccine is not a vaccine.
Nope.
It changes your DNA. And it's not protecting you. Why are these people, for God's sake, taking that jab? There was a man that came on the radio, and I had to turn it off. I believe it was a day you covered for Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy said, oh, I'm going down today. He was so ecstatic about it. I'm going down today. I'm going to take my vaccine today. People need to do it. I've known it since No, this was the other lady.
Oh, yeah. Fogel? April Marie. Yeah.
That's right. He said, oh, yeah, they've had this since 2017. No, they've been given the funds to play with this virus since 2013.
That's right. That's right. It's what I've read.
So it's been there, and this is part of their plan. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know, that main ingredient is called luciferase.
That's right.
You can YouTube Bill Gates and CIA, and you're going to see where Bill Gates admits how he came up with this virus with these scientists and why he did what he did. And the patent on is 060606.
666.
This is the beginning of it. And yes, Nasara is national, Jasara is global. Mm-hmm. That is coming. They're using biotechnology. And I guarantee you, they plan on microchipping you.
Yep.
And what does the scripture say? You can't buy, sell, or trade without it, the mark of the beast.
There you go. That describes it to a T, doesn't it?
That's exactly what that is, the mark of the beast.
Yep.
I won't go into any more detail with that, but the bottom line is this. Going to listen to the guy who said, get your guns and get your ammo and get ready.
Yep.
So, but Terry, I want to say you're doing a really good job on the show.
Thank you.
Sorry, I can't listen to it, full length at times, but I don't know.
Well, thank you.
I just hope these people are ready, and God bless you, and be safe.
Thank you, Sahar. You take care, hon.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. I'm late for a break, but I had to take that.
Can we stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends, old and new? Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. We do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing There. I only got a couple of minutes before I have to hit my last break, but of all of us in the truther world, there's one lady that really stands out. And her name is Deborah Tavares, and her site is stopthecrime.net. One word, all caps, stopthecrime.net. Go to her site if you want to know why it's getting hot. The aerosols, when they spray, and all you got to do is look up if you don't believe they're spraying, the aluminum, the heavy metals in the aerosols float down, and they prevent the cool air from displacing the hot air. Like, you remember when we were kids, during the day it'd be hot, but then the cool air would come in at night. When you go out and play football with your buddies and ride your bicycle home, it'd start getting cold. It doesn't work that way anymore because of all the spraying. It's blocking the hot air down on the surface. That's why it's so hot. And all of this is being done by design. Go to stopthecrime.net. Take a look at her map. It's pretty impressive. Now, she's somebody that's been there, done that. She's walked the walk. She stood up and got arrested for trying to block smart meters. She's great. She's one of my heroes. But Deborah Tavares, something else I want to mention. I want you to think about this. Okay. They put this nanotechnology in you. It's self-assembling nanobots. And believe me, they've had it at least since the year 2000. So we know they've had it 21 years. Probably more like 40, but that's a whole nother story. This stuff gets in you and it starts replacing your God-given natural synapses with synthetic wires or synthetic circuitry, biocircuitry, like I talked about earlier. At what point do you cease being a human being and you become a cyborg? Keep in mind, as a human being, we have certain rights. When you become, 10, 20, 30% synthetic, at what point do you lose those rights? At what point do you become not a person but a possession? At what point are you a piece of property that's owned? I want you to think about that, because that's where this is headed. Transhumanism. I've been talking about it for 7 years. Transhumanism. Think about that. I'm going to hit this last break. 272-9228 is the number here in the studio. When I come back, if I get no calls, we'll get into something else before we end this thing. But anyway, 272-9228.
There.
there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of clearing there. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. A man is frustrated with what he sees going on to his country and the lack of people wanting to stand up. You know, there's nothing in this world that's more repugnant to Christianity than cowardice. This is an article by Coach Dave Dottermeyer. In fact, it's so repulsive to Christ that it is considered worthy of the death penalty. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. Cowardice gets you an express ticket to hell. We've all heard the Led Zeppelin song, Stairway to Heaven, but few realize that there's a huge slippery slide to hell as well. And the cowardly go first. Revelation 21, verses 7 through 8 says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And, of course, I get a call. Hey, caller, are you on the air?
Hello there, brother from another.
I knew it was you. Hey, Kenny.
Who else would be calling almost at the last minute?
Exactly.
That's my signature.
Ah, what's going on?
Not much. We just got back from the Biscuits game, so we were listening on the way home.
Ah.
Heard when Miss Connie and I don't know who it was called behind her.
Sahar.
But, I don't know if you've seen this, whether it's true or not, but since we're talking about the COVID and the vaccine craziness, so I'm looking at YouTube a few weeks ago, and there's a lady on there with her friend, and she's got a scanner. She tells her friend, put the scanner up to her arm. So she says, okay, nothing shows up on the scanner. She goes, put the scanner up to the other arm. All of a sudden, these digital numbers come up.
Ooh.
And the girlfriend says, oh, that's crazy. She goes, do it again. She said, that's the arm that I got my vaccine in.
Uh-huh.
And it's reading a, you know, basically a set of numbers.
Right.
So that's one thing to think about.
Scary.
I know this whole hysteria now of the Delta variant?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not amazing to me anymore. Nobody asks, where does this stuff come from all of a sudden? When things seem to be kind of calming down, all of a sudden a variant pops up.
Yep.
Where does variant come from?
Exactly.
You know, so like I told somebody, this is not meant to end. They can tell you that we want everybody to be vaccinated. And I said, how about the people who've been vaccinated, but yet they still come up, you know, with positive?
Yeah, how's that a vaccine?
Yeah, it's not a vaccine.
No, it's not.
Because this is not a virus.
Exactly. Never been isolated.
Yeah, it's never been a virus.
That's right. You're right.
You know, and, you know, to me, well, for those of us in the know or really have, you know, some knowledge about bioweapons and things, you know, we know exactly what this is. And, you know, look, just like the guy that called behind Ms. Connie said, or maybe it was her, that said, you know, basically it's meant to turn everybody against each other. If you're not vaccinated and they find out, then they're just, you know, going to basically turn to people who are vaccinated because they've already been brainwashed to think, well, you're going to be the one that's spreading and killing everybody.
Right. You're the bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
Yep.
I was looking at ESPN, and I guess there's some guy that was an assistant coach or something on the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he refused to get the vaccine.
Good.
Well, they told him, well, you're fired.
Jesus.
So this is what it's coming down to. They're telling, you know, all the sports people, if the team isn't vaccinated, if everybody's not vaccinated, then, and anybody breaks out with anything, then it's going to be forfeiture or you're going to lose your place. And I said, well, it's coming down, basically. It's little by little. Where basically it's going to be us against them.
Yeah, that's
because
what
that's what the whole thing's designed for.
That's right. You're right.
You know, you're going to have to out whoever it is that isn't vaccinated, no matter what. And even if everybody was, I mean, if they vaccinated everyone, I still believe this thing would never end.
True. Yeah, it's not designed to end.
But here's the interesting thing. So, you know, good old Uncle Joe, I don't know if it was CNN or somebody was interviewing one day. Because people keep, you know, the people who are really concerned said, how did you get this vaccine passed if it, you know, it never passed the FDA? How did it get passed so quickly and you get these things on the market without it being tested? Well, good old Uncle Joe was sitting up there trying to convince somebody that. He goes, I don't know why everybody's upset about this. They keep saying it was just, well, look, we've had this vaccine for 20 years. And I'm thinking like, yeah, what vaccine have you had for 20 years? You know, how do you, well, of course, anything that comes out of his mouth.
He's crazy.
You know, you can't trust anything he says.
No. He's a politician.
But at the same time, I'm thinking it was Obama who, while he was still in office, that made the statement that, well, you know, in maybe 5 to 10 years, if some kind of pandemic were to come out, you know, we would have to have a vaccine. And, you know, and of course, the person who had picked up on it said 5 days to the year, I mean 5 years to the day when he said that, all of a sudden here's this plandemic.
What are the chances?
So look, we know what they know. They don't think that everybody else is aware, and I think some people are finally starting to wake up.
God, I hope so, Kenny. We're running out of time, man.
Oh yeah, I mean really. But this is the plan. This was just a test. And because like I said, okay, if you don't get the shot, we're going to deny you certain things. Well, what's next? Hey, you got to take this mark in order to be a good citizen and to be able to buy and sell.
That's right.
And those that are easily manipulated.
You don't get no internet unless you have the mark.
Yep, you can't have this if you don't. So, and those that are easily manipulated,
yep,
as we refer to them, the sheeple.
There you go.
Will fall for it just like they fall, you know, have fallen for this. So.
Jump right, unless this is it. still possible. This may be the mark, you know.
Well, I don't know if it is or not, but because I know what it says in Scripture about where the mark would be seen. But before I get off, Patty wanted me to tell you that she's completely healed.
Awesome.
You know, when they did the surgery and then they had to do another surgery because she developed a hernia.
Yeah.
Well, everything is fine.
That's great news.
No more hospital visits. No more hospital stays.
Fantastic. God is
so
great.
After 2.5 years, yeah.
That's great, Kenny. Congratulations.
So I said God is faithful even when we're not.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yep. So my brother from another, hopefully we'll see you one of these days soon.
You will.
I hope then, and I pray that you're doing well. And give my sister from another Mr. a hug.
Always.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
All right. Bye.
See you. Bye. Okay. Back to Dave Dottemer. What are you so afraid of? When are you going to stand up and face your fear? When are you going to stand up and push back against the forces of darkness? When will you stand up and speak up? To quote the old TV commercial that pushed seatbelts in cars, what's holding you back? What are you so... Dave's apparently old. What are you so afraid of? Without getting into an argument about who gets to climb the stairway to heaven, it seems to be irrefutable that at the White House, at the White Throne Judgment in Revelation 21, everyone will stand before Christ and give an account for their deeds done here in this meat suit world. Now, I don't want to shake your eternal security, but the truth remains, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Judgment Day is coming. Everyone is going to heaven, but not everyone is going to get to stay. The cowards get to vamoose first. They are the first load on the downhill slide straight into hell. The fearful lead the parade ahead of the abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. The great judge of this universe seems to have no mercy on the cowardly. The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How is it possible to know Jesus and still be controlled by fear? Many Christians live in fear. Can you say COVID? Can you say non-essential churches? We are most unlike Christ when we cower in fear. So what are you afraid of? What's holding you back? How can you claim to be a child of God as you quiver behind your mask over a man-made virus with a 98% survival rate? God is not pleased. He does not wink and nod at cowardice. Faith and fear are like fire and water. They cannot occupy the same space. Faith and fear are also mutually exclusive. Faith and fear cannot abide in the same heart. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. As Bob Dylan famously sang, you've got to serve somebody. Which will it be? Will it be faith or will it be fear? Because we're at a point where there is no demilitarized zone. For a brief lesson in courage, one read no further than the Faith Hall of Fame found in Hebrews 11. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Japheth and David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the flight, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they may obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in the mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Only heroes make the Hall of Fame. The cowards are not heroes. Cowards are, well, cowards. God is not pleased with the cowardly. Perhaps no time in American history has the voice of Christians been more important than it is right now. Silence is not good.